This is the Weybridge Male Voice Choir, and we're going to be singing the traditional Steal Away.
I'm very pleased to be joined by Johnny Killams, who's the MD of the Weybridge Male Voice Choir. How long have you been MD for?
It's coming up to 4 years now.
And what prompted you to come to Weybridge? Are you a Weybridge man yourself?
I'm not. I was born in Sussex, down in Chichester, but I went to school at Chichester Cathedral School, and that's where sort of music started for me. And then ended up doing a music degree at Royal Holloway, which is just down the road. So I kind of fell into work in Surrey.
Did they seek you out? Was it a little bit of a headhunting exercise?
It was a bit of the organist at the church choir that I conducted at the time was the accompanist for the male voice choir, and they needed a new MD, and I came down and had a little bit of a trial, and then they ended up liking me, and here I am 4 years later.
Did they actually interview you, as in gave you the audition?
Yes, completely. Yeah, that's how it works, you know. I was on a sort of 3-month trial, and then after the 3 months, I got the go ahead.
Are you an ex choir boy yourself? Did you sing in? Where was it? Chichester Cathedral?
Yeah, so music started for me at Chichester Cathedral, where I was a chorister, and we often used to sing sort of 3 or 4 hours a day. So it was quite a rigorous training. And then I voice broke, obviously, and continued to do music at Lancing College, just outside Brighton, and then became a choral scholar at Royal Holloway University. So I've been singing in choirs pretty much all my life. I only actually ended up conducting for the first time whilst I was studying at university. So I got the opportunity to stand in front of the choir, and then ever since that moment I was kind of like, I want this to happen. I want to be out the front. I want to shape sounds. I want to shape the choir and mould it to how I would like it to sound.
So why do you think choirs have such an impact on communities? Because they're popping up everywhere at the moment, aren't they? Whether it's
hugely,
the rock choir,
yeah.
Or the, you yeah. know, the tuneless choir even.
Military wives choirs.
The NHS, yeah. As we are now talking in a hospital radio, the NHS choir. Yeah. Why do you think choirs have such an impact on people's lives?
It has an incredible health benefits. There's scientific proof that it's helped people with depression. It's helped people with Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and loads of things. So I think it has that element of, you know, health benefit to it. But not only that, it brings people together that you wouldn't necessarily put as best mates. But, you know, there's a couple in the choir. One's 93 and the other's 28. You know, I mean, when else are you gonna meet a 93-year-old and sing next to them and perform in concerts? You know, so you're meeting people all the time. It's the camaraderie as well, that, you know, they get to perform 15 concerts a year. They do many social events. They go on little tours down to Cornwall for the weekend, in festivals, Brighton for the weekend. You know, so you're getting to make friends, and you're sort of in a fun, engaging environment. So, yeah.
But unlike, say, like a game of golf where you hang out with your mates, you're actually achieving something, aren't you? Because remind me again about how many CDs you guys have got out.
Well, I think there's probably about 4 or 5.
Yeah.
Since I've been MD, they've released one, and that's The Long Way Home. And I think you've played a couple
of... We've played quite a bit of that on the station,
Kalinka,
yeah.
And things like that on the station before.
Yeah.
But no, they've done lots of videos as well on YouTube. We recently did the first ever flash mob.
Where was that?
In Brooklands, Tesco's.
Oh, fabulous.
So in the foyer where the cafe is, and there's the M&S and Tesco's there, all the men sort of scattered themselves amongst all the customers and actually sung Kalinka and got everyone sort of clapping along, and it was great. But we've also just recently done a fun recording of the Three Lions, and that actually got played on BBC London News 5 minutes before the semi-final match, England versus
A whole new audience that must have opened
completely
up.
And then we find out later that it was played on BBC Newsnight as well.
Incredible.
So yeah, they get amazing opportunities to perform and to meet new people and exposure. So
Do you actually enter any competitions? Because I know some choirs do, don't they?
Some choirs they sort of do it once a year, maybe twice a year. We take the view that it's sort of every 4 years we'll enter ourselves into the International Male Voice Choir competition down in Cornwall. So although we're not a competitive choir, we feel like every 4 years we'll put ourselves in and give it a go, basically. And last year we came sort of mid-table out of all the choirs, and you're up against Welsh male voice choirs, uh-huh. ones that have sometimes two practices a week, some auditioned choirs as well, and ones that have travelled far. There was a choir that came over from Melbourne. And there was a German choir, a Switzerland choir as well. So it's a great atmosphere.
Absolutely. It's a good social life, and it's also you're achieving something, you're making yourself feel better. So what are your plans then for the choir going forward?
So at the moment, our big focus is on our 100th anniversary, which is coming up in 2 years' time.
Wow.
So we've got lots of planning towards that. We're actually going to sort of have our own choral festival in Weybridge and involve lots of male voice choirs and invite them to come and take part in that festival. We're also going to be releasing a new CD, so watch this space. not to mention our usual big concerts, raising money for local charities. We've raised lots of money for Princess Alice Hospice, Shooting Star Chase, Sam Bear Hospice, that's just to name a few, and there's obviously other big national charities that we've sort of ended up raising money, lots of money for as well.
What's people's reaction when they see you at events, raising money? Is it, that's a male voice choir? I know with some of our patients, for example, they're like, you probably don't have this, but I think 3 weeks in a row, I had people saying, you probably don't know this or have this, but could you play a track by the Weybridge Male
Voice
Choir?
Really nice.
So very popular.
What tends to happen at our concerts are people come up to me afterwards and say they're amazed, firstly, that we can do the whole concert off by heart. It's quite uncommon for community choirs to go and do a 2-hour concert and every piece in that concert that they have learned off by heart. So that's one thing that they tend to be wowed at. The other thing that tends to catch people's eye is that everyone's enjoying it. You can see it on their faces, and you can see every second of that performance. People are drawn in because they're looking up to you and they're engaged with it, and you can see that they're loving every second of being up there performing and having that opportunity to raise money for charity, but also just to go out and sing and perform what they've been learning.
I did notice that, Johnny, actually, the looks on their faces. How many members have you got?
We're up to about 65 members, so quite a big choir, but we would like to have a lot more.
Would you?
Yes. Well, I had this aim when first taking over the choir that by our 100th anniversary we would have 100 singers.
So you're appealing.
I don't know whether that's being a bit ambitious, but if you aim high, you might get it up to 80, you might get it up to 90, who knows? But 2 years' time, I'd love us to have close to 100 singers in the choir.
That would be amazing, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it'd be fantastic.
It really would. So if people are interested and would like to come and join the choir, what do they need to do?
Come down to St James's Parish Centre in Weybridge on a Tuesday evening throughout the year. I think we take about 2 weeks off in the whole year. So we're normally there on a Tuesday evening, 8 o'clock till 10 o'clock. There's no audition. We'll buddy you up with someone in the voice part that will be suitable for you. And you can just give it a go, have some fun, and see if it's for you.
Do people have to be quite brilliant singers before they join?
No, not at all. We'll take anyone.
Training given.
Yeah, no. You'll get the training on a Tuesday night. We've had people that haven't sung since they were in their school choir come and try us out. We've had people that have been adamant that they are not singers and they've only sung in the shower. And they've ended up being part of the choir and going and competing in festivals and things and absolutely loving it. So whatever your ability is, you can come down and just give it a go and have a bit of fun.
Well, it's incredible, and we certainly like playing all the music that you have, including Kalinka, of course, which is quite a rousing number, isn't it, in parts. Lovely to speak to you, Johnny.
Thank you.
And good luck with all your plans with the choir.
Thank you.
Stapley Ferguson, I'm the chairman of the choir. I've been chairman for about 6 years now.
6 years, yeah. Wow. And what does that bring along with it, responsibility-wise? What does that mean? Because, you know, you see the MD.
It means that it's keeping some of the day-to-day issues on the choir, bubbling away, making sure that we get invitations out to concerts, that we have a choir committee that runs the business of the choir, that makes sure that we have enough money to keep going, that we I have enough concerts booked throughout the year, and that we are always on the lookout for new recruits. So it's all those things and a few others.
So it's quite a responsible position then.
It's got to keep us all in check.
that as well. I do little notices each week which keeps people informed about what's going on in the choir. It's been fun to do. I keep telling people that they need to find somebody new to do it, but we shall see.
You'd miss it too much if you went.
Not necessarily.
Well, you're not allowed to say that on air. And who are you?
I'm Andrew Wilson, and I'm one of the tenors. The tenors in the choir are split into a higher tenor and a lower tenor. So I'm one of the higher tenors. And I'm often one of the soloists for the choir as well, so it varies depending on what we're singing.
Do you have to be like the star pupil to be like one of the main tenors?
No, I don't think so.
I think you do. I think you do.
I don't know.
But don't be modest
like,
now.
Something like Kalinka needs a fair bit of puff behind it, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
A good set of lungs and a bit of projection. So that I'm your man for that.
Great. So how long have you been with the choir?
I joined in 2010, and so this is my eighth year. And it's great fun. As Stabley says, it's a really kind of social choir, as well as the singing that we do. It's a very friendly choir. People are made to feel welcome. Martin might reinforce that. And often several of us, many of us, go to the pub afterwards on a Tuesday. And, again, that's a sort of social aspect of the choir.
And we've been hearing from your MD about the benefits of it health-wise, mentally health-wise, as in making you feel really quite well and fit and...
I think there are several things. I think the singing itself is quite a physical thing, keeps you fit and mentally tuned. We sing everything off copy as well, and so we have to learn, pick up each of the new pieces that we sing, as well as having all the back catalogue. And I think that keeps the brain quite fresh as well, really.
When you say off copy, do you mean like off by heart?
Yeah.
You don't actually look at your... See, I'd find that really difficult.
I think several members might agree with that from time to time, especially if, you know, if there's been about 3 months since we sang something. You know, Johnny just kind of gets going and says, yeah, let's sing this, and we all think, what the hell are we singing? But overall, we all kind of pick it up again. It's good.
Is he quite a hard taskmaster? Or does he push you quite a lot?
He is, and he does, but in a good way. You know, he's kind of young and enthusiastic, and I think the choir has really sort of tuned into that, and I think it maybe makes us all feel a bit younger, actually.
Johnny's brought lots of new ideas to the choir in the last in the 4 years he's been with us, and we do bits of choreography now which we never did before. And that's always a bit of fun.
Like the making the rain
like
sounds
the rain, yeah.
for Africa.
What else do we do?
Well, we've got leg movements. So it's all a bit tame at the moment, but it's fine. That gives us enough trouble.
And the clicking with Goodnight, Sweetheart. But, yeah.
Tell me, were there any members that have been here a long time that we're not too happy about perhaps incorporating some of these newer members? Because tonight I heard Snow Patrol and Africa by Toto. Was there anyone that, you know, decided or has said, this is not what I joined up for? It's not, you know, I wanted to sing religious music or...
It's always a difficult balance to try and get the right mix of music that we do in our concerts, that we do at our rehearsals. You know, you get people who say, we're doing too much religious stuff now, because we do religious songs and hymns and spirituals. We do traditional male voice choir stuff, but we are now gradually trying to introduce new things. Andrew's involved in...
I think there's a music committee that looks at new pieces and... I mean, Johnny has the final say, because obviously he's got to sort of lead us through it. But I think there's a feeling that if we stay with the traditional for the foreseeable future that we will lose interest and support. So I think it kind of keeps us young, and hopefully it's a good thing for the audience as well. And as far as I'm aware, nobody's been too worried about the newer pieces, actually. I don't know what Martin would say about that.
Well, let's talk to Martin then, because Martin, you're one of the newest members here.
Yes.
How long have you been with the choir?
Just a few months. I joined in the springtime. In fact, as a result of going to a concert, and I've been thinking of coming back into a choir, having been singing in a choir about 15 years ago, and then I had a break. I was living away, and I came to one of the concerts, and somebody mentioned that if you're interested, join up. So I thought, yes, I'll give it a go, and I'm very grateful that I did.
And you're quite enthusiastic, I hear.
Well,
an enthusiastic new member.
Well, yes, I absolutely love to sing. I'm Welsh, as you can probably tell, and I didn't realise how much I missed singing. You know, I kind of got out of the habit, and you forget kind of how much it lifts you up. So it is a fantastic experience. It was great to come. Actually, I love the broad spectrum of the songs that we work on. I like some of the traditional pieces that we even do a little bit of opera. There's the chorus of the Hebrew Slaves. There's some of the spirituals we do, as well as the modern songs. And the balance is just wonderful. There's something for everybody, I think, there.
So I understand there's a Radio Way connection.
Yes, going back to one of our late members, actually, our musical director, our late musical director was Christine Best, and her brother was one of the founder members of Radio Way,
and apparently Alan Timbrell as well.
Yeah. So we've actually had connections with Radio Way going back a long way.
Yeah.
But Christine, through her brother, will have had connections at Radio Way. And she was accompanist and then musical director of the choir for over 40 years, really. So
do an interview without making mention of her. She was a very, very loved member, wasn't she?
Indeed.
I remember when I first interviewed
you. I joined after going to hear the choir in a concert, and Christine was actually conducting a piece that evening, doing the Jolly Roger, with a parrot on her shoulder and a hook on one of her hands, and an eye patch, and I just thought, I have to join this. It was. They all seemed to be enjoying it so much, and it was such good fun.
Yeah.
So the next week, I joined, and I've been here ever since.
And you have a lot of fun, by the sounds of it. Now, I'm keeping you from your rehearsal now, so I'm just going to say thank you so much for joining me to talk about the choir. I understand that you're looking for new members all the time. So
we are, yeah.
It's In fact,
I don't know if Johnny mentioned to you that we have two big events coming up. One is our autumn concert, which is on the 29th of September, and it's entitled For the Fallen, because it's the 100th anniversary of the end of the First World War, and so we thought we'd make that a theme. And then early in October we've got a recruitment evening, and it's a fun evening, and we hope we'll get lots of publicity and lots of new people through the doors, really. So always looking for new members.
Great. Well, it's been lovely talking to you all, and thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
This is the Weybridge Male Voice Choir, and we're going to be singing Run by Snow Patrol.